Welcome to the Journey Church Message Replay. If you were not able to be with us live when this message was delivered, or you just want to take a deeper dive into God's Word, this is where you can find the latest message delivered here at Journey. Be sure to click the subscribe button on the podcast service you are listening to or the video channel you are watching right now. That way you won't miss anything because you will be notified every time a new message is uploaded. Our goal here at Journey is to help you discover your real life purpose in Jesus so that you can make a difference in your world. This message you're about to hear is going to both encourage and challenge you to do just that. If you like what you hear, then go ahead and hit that like and share buttons below and leave us a comment as well. There are more ways to contact us down in the notes section. If you want to know more about us, then you just have to search Journey Church Eva online and on social media. Now, get ready and let God speak to you through this message today.
Amen. Now, I'm going to kind of go through this fast because, you know, we've crammed a lot of stuff into this service, and I'm trying to get better, okay, at your time and valuing your time, but I am going to take some time to preach you the word today. Amen? Amen. All right. So if you're going to title this message today, it's going to be The Kingdom of God Family. The Kingdom of God Family. Now, I will be starting a series next Sunday just called The Kingdom of God. Everybody say The Kingdom of God. Now, I have preached on the kingdom a lot off and on and little nuts and pieces here and that, and some of you maybe picked up on it, some of you haven't, but I want to try to take you through this where you will understand why it is so important to understand the kingdom of God versus a religious system, because the kingdom of God will absolutely mess with every religious system that comes against it, okay, including religion of what we call religion in America. Okay, and so I really highly encourage you to be here, especially for those first two, because we're going to set the tone of what a kingdom is and the colonization of property and land and territory, what it means, okay? And so make sure you come for that. It's going to radically change the way you not just see God and the Word of God light up to you, but it's going to radically change the way you view your life as a child of the King. Everybody say, I'm a child of a King. That makes you royalty. All right, but I can't get into that today. But anyway, but how many know that everybody usually wants to belong to something that's larger than themselves? Yeah. We all do. We like to be a part of something. We can say, hey, I'm a part of that. And I hope you say, hey, I'm a part of that church that's blowing up on the mountain up there and growing. Okay, amen. We want you to be a part of that. But I want to go ahead and put up the first note for you this morning. And it says this. It says, a kingdom of God family is not just a group of believers. Now, sometimes we toss that around. Well, when y'all go to the church, we're a bunch of believers. It's not about just being a bunch of believers, amen? But it's a unified spiritual household. This is the house of God because you're here. Before you got here, it was just a building with some walls and some sheetrock and some wood and some steel. But when you and I get together, it become a house of God. Amen? A unified spiritual household living on purpose and mission. And that's what I want to get to today. We have a purpose and a mission at this church. And I will shoot it to you real quick in case you don't know if you've never been through Growth Track. If you go through Growth Track, you're going to get a better breakdown real quickly. But and Pastor Austin told you a little bit, it's real life purpose. We want you to know the real God here. We want you to live a life of freedom and life connected to other people. We want you to come into agreement with us that you know your purpose and you discover your purpose, and we'll help you discover your purpose. And then when you understand your real life purpose, our fourth leg of what we have here is our purpose and mission is your life is going to make a difference. And that's, I celebrate what I call two wins. I have an eternal win I want to see in people, and I have an earthly win I want to see in people. The eternal win is when somebody accepts Jesus Christ and they cancel the assignment of hell, and they are guaranteed by the power of Jesus Christ, they're going to heaven. Amen. Somebody say yay for that. That's touchdown Jesus right there, baby. You are getting saved. That's what I call the eternal win, and we celebrate that. But I also equally celebrate the win that I call the here win, the earthly win. And that is when you discover the real God, you live your life with freedom, and you get rid of your hurts, habits, and hang-ups from yesterdays, and you discover your purpose, and out of your real life purpose, your life now makes a difference on planet Earth. That's what I call the now here on earth win, and I celebrate that. I love to see people who didn't know that much about God, didn't think God could save them. They get radically saved, they know they're forgiven, and all of a sudden they're, well, I know the real God now, I'm not confused anymore. And then they get connected through life groups and do life together. They go through freedom and get junk off their past that's holding them down. And then they discover, hey, I've got this gift and this talent and resource. I'm going to use it for the kingdom. I'm going to bless my neighbors. I'm blessing my ball team now. I'm a blessing everywhere I go. My life is making a difference. That's the process in the Bible. Amen? And it's for every one of us. Amen? Touch your neighbor and say it's for you too. So real quickly today, as quickly as I can today, I want to take you through a few steps of what kingdom family means. Number one, go ahead and put the next note up, please. Kingdom family means belonging, not just attending. Come on, say it with me. Say, not just attending. It means you belong to a place. You belong to a family. You belong in a house. And it's where you belong. It's where God has planted you, as you'll learn that also. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 through 22 says this. We're going to read it, go through it, straight through it, then we're going to break it down. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers or foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household. Everybody say household. Household. The household of God. What? Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, everybody say the whole building. The whole building is being fitted together, grows into a, what kind of temple? A holy temple of the Lord. And in verse 22, in whom also you are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Go ahead and put up the next note. In Christ, we don't attend church. We are the church. Church is not something you attend. Church is something you are. And you're not just church, attending a church on a Sunday morning from 10 to 10:45 or 11:45 or whenever. You are the church 24/7. Anywhere you go, you're the church. If you are an outward Christian and you've professed it, you've been baptized in front of people, and you tell people about it, then everything you do, they correlate that with Christ. And that's scary sometimes, and that's why we got to be what God calls us to be and not compromise. Can I have a better amen? If I need my eyes, I'll get them in a minute. Amen? Now I'm going to get into a little bit of the next couple of weeks right now. Everybody say, the kingdom of God is not a religion. See, that's where the kingdom of God differs from everything else we've been taught in America. The kingdom of God is not a religion. It's a kingdom. It's not a religion. The kingdom of God family is not a religious family. They're a kingdom family. The kingdom of God is not just an organization that has a weekly meeting, okay? It's alive. It's a living family serving God together for the purpose of God and in the kingdom of heaven on earth. And in this family of God, this kingdom family, every member matters. Every member matters. So touch your neighbor and say, you matter here. You matter to God, and you matter to the family here. Whether you like it or not. Okay. Amen? So you know, when you have people that come into churches and they're like, well, I feel like a stranger in my own church. Well, that's your fault. I mean, just straight up tell you, that's your fault. If you can't get connected here, it's because you don't want to take the time to get connected here. I have a list of the things you can get involved with, and it's about 2.5 pages throughout a year. Of opportunities you can help serve, you can be with people, you can help lead stuff, you can be a part of, you can learn, you can be discipled in. And if you don't take advantage of it, don't ever come to me and just say, well, I just don't feel like we're connected here. I will look at you and say, well, why hadn't you done these things?
That's right.
Well, I love you. I'm going to try to be nice during this message. Amen. But stop living like you're on the outside looking in. If you're on the outside looking in, it's because you don't want to come in. Or let me say this, you don't want to come in any further. And as long as you stay on the outside, yeah, you're subject to things. But you get on the inside of the herd, the wolf don't get you when you're running with the herd. The wolf only goes after the weak or the stray sheep that's hanging out on the outsides. I ain't got time to preach that, but let's go on. Next note about a kingdom family. A kingdom family is built on Jesus Christ himself. Yay for that. We're not built on emotions. We're not built on the culture around us. We're certainly not built on politics. Can I have a better amen there? Look at Ephesians chapter 2, let's drop down to verse 20. Watch what it says now. Again, we're built on who? Everybody say Jesus. Real quickly, a test. Mark 1:17 says what? You just watched it. Come follow me. See, you learned stuff from children's church today. You'll probably remember that more than you remember what I preached, because you visually saw it and kind of sang along with it. But Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20 says, having been built on the foundations of the apostles and prophets, that rules out 90% of the churches right there. Most churches don't believe in the office of apostle and prophet in today's time. There's a fivefold ministry, the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. It's what's known as a fivefold ministry. Most churches will only acknowledge and even halfway honor the pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus didn't make a mistake. The Word of God is the full Word of God. There are apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers operating today. And just because you don't know about it and haven't been taught about it, don't mean that they're not operating. And just because the American church doesn't accept it, don't mean that those offices are still not in operation today. As a matter of fact, if for a church to operate in the fullness, you've got to have all five involved. We need the apostolic, we need the prophetic, we need the pastor, we need the evangelist, and we need the teachers. Why? Because that's God's plan of equipping the saints to do the work of ministry. Read it in Ephesians chapter 4 yourself. But watch this right here. They're established on the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the what? So all the apostolic ministry, the prophetic ministry, the pastor ministry, the evangelistic ministry, the teaching ministry is to be established on Jesus Christ and him alone. Not religious denominational theology. 100% Jesus theology. Every day, all day, say amen to that. But again, we are built, the world is built on culture. The world is built on political correctness. The world is built on what's cool and trending. The church is built on Jesus, his word, his power, his anointing, his spirit, his power. Amen? That's what a kingdom church is built on. And that's what a kingdom family is foundation on, is everybody say it's on Jesus. So, now, go ahead and put this next note up. I love this one. If you don't get nothing else, get this one today. In a kingdom family, we don't get to choose our preferences over his priorities. Woo! Let that roast your rheostats. Let that put a splatter in your bladder and a quiver in your liver. Let me read that to you again. In the kingdom of God family, you don't get to choose your preferences over his priorities. In other words, when God says, this is my priority, your preference no longer matters. Well, I really don't like this. I don't really like apostles and prophets. It don't matter. It's a priority in the Word of God, or it wouldn't be in there. And you stick with me through the Kingdom series, and you'll learn about apostles and prophets. I'm glad you're excited about that. Amen. So ask yourself a question. Are you building your relationship and your decisions and everything you do on Jesus? Or have you got priorities in your life where you'll compromise the Word? The number one place most people will compromise for is money. Second is popularity and friendships. Those are the two number one things people will lay down a little bit of their Jesus where they can have a little bit more of the world stuff. But a kingdom family says, no, we don't compromise the priorities of God over our preferences. Well, see, in this family, in this kingdom family, Jesus sets the tone and the pace and the order. We don't get to. We get to say, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Can I have a better amen? Amen. Let me give you one more other example of a religious church, a worldly church versus a kingdom church. In a worldly church, convenience is number one. Everybody say convenience. We'll only do it if it's convenience. In other words, don't ask me to sacrifice nothing. Don't ask me to give up some of my fun over here to do something for the kingdom of God. Yeah, this is yes. I'll just preach right on. I love you. But the kingdom of God is not a convenient kingdom. That's why most people don't like a kingdom of God church. Because they have to give up their convenience and their preferences for his priority and faithfulness. Anyway, go ahead real quickly. Kingdom family grows what? Next note. The kingdom family grows, everybody say together.
Together.
The kingdom of family. Now you may think we're doing this, but watch this in verse 21. Go back to Ephesians 2, 21. In whom the whole building, everybody say this building. By the way, we're the building. Being fitted together, what does it do? It grows. Now, it doesn't grow with one part over here and one part over here. It says being fitted together, together it grows. Everybody say, together it grows.
Together.
And it grows into some kind of temple. It grows not into an unholy temple or a compromised temple. It grows into a holy temple. How much of it grows into a holy temple?
All.
Everybody say, all of it.
All.
It grows together. Everybody say, all of it again.
All
of it. It's being fitted together. It grows into the holy temple of the Lord. Go ahead and put up the next note. So growth isn't just personal, it's corporate. We are to grow together. I don't need this section over here on level 10, while this section over here is on level 12, while this section here is on the level 15, and this section here is on level 20. Now, I know we got people from A to Z in here. Some of you just been born again. Some of you just been baptized. Some of you baby Christians. Some of you's in all different levels of stuff, but we should be growing together here. In other words, if I'm an elementary Christian, by this time next year, I should be at least in middle school. If I'm in middle school, I should next year be at least in high school. And if I'm in high school, we should be growing together. And the only way you can get left out is if you just don't want to grow. Again, a family grows. Everybody say, we grow together. Amen. So let me tell you how a family matures and grows together. Number one, we get connected. And again, I'm going to give you just a quick list here. We get connected through life groups. We get connected through going through freedom together. Again, if you've not been through that, you need to go through that. We get connected when we're discipled together and Wednesday nights and different life groups and things like that. We get grow together when we hold each other accountable. Let me say, when we hold each other accountable, we grow together. When we're ready to forgive and love people past their mistakes. Let me say it again. When we're ready to forgive and love people past their mistakes, then we can grow together. But those things hinder growth in most churches. So let me ask you this. Are you doing your part to develop Journey Church as a spiritually growing church? Because if one of you begins to lag behind, what's the old saying? A chain's only as good as the weakest link. And if we're trying to drag people out of hell and you're the weak link and it snaps, people go to hell. But if we're growing together and you're doing your part to grow, you're not just doing it here, you're doing it at home, you're studying it at home, you're replaying the message and taking notes or discussing it with somebody else, you're listening to podcasts, you're getting the key. Then our whole church grows as you grow through the week. That's how family's meant to grow, amen? So let's not just sit in the same room together today. Or any other day. Let's don't just sit in the same room together. Let's serve. Let's connect. Let's pray together. Let's grow together. Amen? And then two more if you've got time real quickly. Number four, a kingdom family is a dwelling place for God. That's what's so awesome about this. When we become that kingdom family, it's a place God wants to come into. Amen. Look at verse 22 of Ephesians chapter 2. In whom you also are being built, how? Everybody say together. Why is he building us together as a family? So he will dwell for a dwelling place of God in his spirit. Do you know how many churches have gathered today and they don't even welcome the presence of Jesus in their service? You won't even hear scripture. Happening all over today. God wants to be in this place through the Spirit, through the Holy Spirit of God inside of each one of us. And when we're in unity together, nothing can stop that. Whoo, nothing can stop it, I'm telling you. And God's always desired. You read this Bible from Genesis to Revelations, and you can read it with one of the main things of the Bible is God wants to be with his family. He wants to be with them. He wants to walk with them, talk with them, and then he wants to bless them. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you his kingdom. He's looking to give it to you. But he's got to have a place he can trust that'll do his will and not their will. Can I have a better amen there? So I want to put up the next note about our church here. Journey Church isn't just a building. It's you. It's you that are alive with the Holy Spirit inside of you. You are what's making us have to talk with people about adding on. Amen? I've never looked at building a building to say, I want to just have a bigger building. I've never done that. My thought is they're going to have to make me build if we build. And you're fixing to produce that. You're already producing to the point to where we're looking at having to add on. Thank you. Thank this family of God together. You're the ones making it happen. We don't have a golf tournament without you. We don't have back to school without you. We don't have a kids ministry without you working in it. We don't have nothing without the family of God taking care of family business. Can I have a better amen there? But it's a dwelling place for God. Man. So let me ask you this. If we're having to add room here, what kind of room are you making in your life for God to go to the next level with you? Because for any church, not just for any church to go to the next level, the people have to go there. You have to go there first before the corporate can go there together. But when the corporate is in unity and we're growing together, it's an automatic result. You're going to have to have more space for more people. Because what God is doing here is contagious if we get it outside these walls. Amen? Real quickly, some of the last notes I want to rattle off to you. Six signs of a kingdom family. Now, there's more than six. Everybody say there's more than six. But these are some of my favorite ones, I think. And don't put up the second one until I call for it, because I want to explain the second one. The first one, as you can see on your notes, is honor. There's heavy honor in a kingdom family. You can walk into a lot of churches, and there's so much dishonor in there. They don't honor the anointings in the house. They don't honor their leadership. They don't honor their members. They don't honor one another. It's just like, well, so-and-so going to preach someday. Well, but God, I'm going to see if he can bless me. I dare you. Try. I dare you to try to bless me today. I'm done mad about something you said last week, so I'm just not going to be blessed today. No honor for the Word of God. No honor for an atmosphere of worship. So in a kingdom church, in a kingdom family, there's honor. We value each other as God's child. No matter where you're at on the spectrum, you may be a messed up child of God. We still want to honor you. We want you to know you're valuable here. And God's going to love you too much to not leave you like that. Amen? And we're going to honor the Jesus that's in you we know can be brought out and overcome whatever it is you're facing. And if there's any way we can help, we want to help. And not, don't put up the second one yet. But the second one, we've locked into one definition, and I'm going to go ahead and give it to you, but don't put it up. It's the word forgiveness. Everybody say forgiveness. In a kingdom of God family, we forgive each other. Do you know the church is one of the worst organizations, or speaking in that term, organizations, to where they kill the wounded? They don't try to fix them up. They don't try to heal them. They don't try to go to them and help them. As soon as you mess up, if you're a child of God, we're done with you. We'll leave the church. We'll leave the friendship. We'll leave the life group. I just can't believe that. Be careful with that. And so we put it as walking in forgiveness means you forgive someone of their sin. And while that is true, the Lord has showed me another meaning of forgiveness. Go ahead and put it up. Forgiveness is when you don't give up on each other. Think of it in that term. Somebody's messed up. Somebody's done something, maybe even against you, but you don't give up on them. Especially if you've walked with them and maybe it's just out of their character. You don't know what they've been going through. You don't know the phone calls they're making, what's happening in their marriage, what's happening with their child, what's happening with their... You don't know. And they have one bad moment and they make you mad and you're just ready to write them off. No, in the kingdom of God, forgiveness means we don't give up on you. Real quickly, the kingdom of God family, the next thing is purpose. We live on a mission together. That means we're not over here trying to chase this other mission, and this one's doing this one, and this one's doing that one, and this one's doing that one. That means we're real life purpose, and we want your life to make a difference. Amen? I could break that one down a whole lot more, bless God. But, and the next one is, I love this one, hospitality. Everybody say hospitality. In other words, we make room at the table. Now, hospitality is just not saying, hey, good to see you. Hospitality said, hey, good to see you. Will you come serve with me and maybe even take my place? There's room at the table for you. Do you know how many churches they only want us four and no more? There's no room for anybody else. They don't want nobody else. They like what they got. They like their little nick. They like their little clique. And they're not welcoming anybody else in. And that's what religion does. Religion gets the us four and no more, the frozen chosen. Amen? But a kingdom family of God says there's room at the table. Come on. We don't care what you look like. We don't care where you've been. We just care about where you're going. Amen. And then the last two, the next to the last one is, of course, is unity. Unity means we're not perfect, but we are, or we stand as one. Now, if you're sitting next to that perfect person, get away from them. It'll get contagious, and you'll think you're perfect too, and you'll believe the lie they're believing. We don't allow. If you come in here and say, I'm a perfect child of God, I am perfect in every way, and I want to join this church, we'll tell you, go on down the road. Because you will mess up our jam here, because ain't none of us perfect. And you will be the thorn in our side if you're perfect. Amen? None of us are perfect. Amen? But when we unify and grow as a family of God, we serve a perfect God. Who is in perfect unity with his Son and the Holy Spirit. And if we're saved by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we're baptizing in them names, why would we be at odds with other people just like us? Because they sin different than I sin. And the last one is loyalty. In a kingdom of God family, you stay loyal. And loyalty means we stay through the good times and the bad. We don't uproot ourselves and run off at the first sign of an attack or the first sign of our little feelings got hurt. You know how many churches cannot grow because of that? Yeah, most of them. Most all churches, the only reason they can't grow is because the sheep are too much in diapers. And when they make a mess over here, they run over there, now they got to go make a mess over here, now they got to go make a mess over here. Loyalty is nothing anymore in the house of God, but it's everything in the kingdom of God. If you're going to stay loyal to the king, you got to stay loyal to his kingdom. Through the good and the bad. Running is not the answer. Growing is the answer. So here, let me go and put that up. Put up the next note. You're not just invited to serve here. You're called into a family here. Called to a family, and if you'll look at it as a family, it'll change. Now, how many of you know there's not a, every family has somebody that's dysfunctional in it? I want you to think about your family right now. Is there anybody dysfunctional in it? Some of you just reached over and hugged him. Some of y'all just caught an elbow. And if you can't figure out who the dysfunctional one is in your family, it's you. It's probably you. That's what the rest of the family's saying. That's all I know. So if we know our family's not perfect sometimes and there's dysfunctionality in all families, what makes you think that the family of God ain't going to go through some times too? But yet you don't, you're still family whether you like it or not. What's the old saying? You can pick your nose, but you can't pick your family. Amen? You just stuck with us. I love y'all. We got to stop doing church as a consumer. A religious church does church from a consumer standpoint. What can you do for me? You need to provide this. You need to have take care of my kids. You need to have this ministry. We want you to have this available to us. We want you to have counseling. We need you to have all this stuff. A kingdom church does not do consumer church. Oh, come on, somebody say amen. A kingdom church is a church, is a family of contributors, not consumers. Religion consumes, kingdom contributes. With a glad heart. Add that part to it. So the last thing today is, I got 3 points I want to make to three different sections of people that I know are probably feel this way sometimes, have been here, and it's where almost every single person I know is at today. And the first group's what we call the outsiders. Go ahead and put it up. And to the outsiders, I want you to know, you can belong. There's room for you here. But you got to come through the door. You got to get involved. It's going to take some effort on your behalf to do that, but you belong here. Can I have a better amen? There's room for you in God's family here. Because so many people are like, well, I'm just outside. No, you can only stay outside if you don't want to open the door and come in. And here, unless you get here extremely late, somebody opens the door for you here. And then this second group, the disconnected group. It's time to come back. Whatever it was you got ticked off about, or whatever it was you didn't like about the service or something, it's time to get back into God's family. Time to come home, amen? Why? Because there's healing when you're with your family. Amen? And then to the church, the ones that are here now. Let's recommit to being more than just a Sunday crowd. We don't want to be just a Sunday gathering church. Amen? Let's be a kingdom God family. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You're fixing to get back into a lot better routine now that kids are in school. And it's time for us to grow to the next level here at this church. It's time for you to grow in your home and bring it into this church and grow together and bring somebody with you. Amen? So would you stand to your feet this morning? If you're here and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today's your day, amen? If you're on the outside and you've never surrendered your life to Christ, let me tell you something. That's the first thing you do is say, number one, you got to kind of know that you can't save yourself from hell. You can't pay a big enough price and do enough works and good deeds to avoid hell. The only way you can not go to hell at the end of your life on earth is to receive Jesus Christ and surrender your life to Him. And say, come and forgive me of my sins, because He's done paid for them. And you say, forgive me, God, of my sins. Wash me clean. Come into my life. Be my Lord and my Savior. And you're not going to have to join church today. And you will not. We will not pray a religious prayer. You'll just say, I surrender to you, Jesus. I believe you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. I believe you died and rose for my life. And I believe you are my Lord. I surrender to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. You're not going to become a religion today. You're not going to be a denomination today. You're going to be a child of God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. So if that's you, just bow your heads real quickly. If that's you with your head bowed, I just want you to think just for a minute. Am I born again according to the Word? And if you're not, just lift that hand up and say, today I want to surrender my life. I want in that family of God with the millions that have already done it. Anyone in here today? All right, maybe online. If you do, let us know. Amen? But how many today would say, I want to start seeing a kingdom family in the mirror. So many people are looking for this type of church, but the first place God wants you to see it's in yourself. So to do that, you got to make some adjustments. Again, you got to get out of your convenience. You got to get out of your compromise. You got to get the priority of the kingdom of God in your DNA. And I promise you, if you'll come the next few weeks, it'll radically change you. But how many would say today, Lord, I want to start changing some things today. I want to see a kingdom family in the mirror when I look. I want to see something bigger than myself and know that others, that I'm a part of something where others need me and I need them. And I'm going to have to maybe get out of my shy box or my comfortable box to step into the next level. But I want to go. How many want to go to the next level of Christ in your life? Well, to have something you've never had, you usually have to do things you've never done. And that's the adventure part of being a child of God. It's all about the journey. What a journey it is. So, Father, would you meet us right where we're at today, God? And would you take this word and let the Holy Spirit just compound it and make it just alive inside of us? and let us have a realization that we are the kingdom of God family on earth. Why wouldn't we grow? Why wouldn't we unite? So Lord, just bless us right now as we serve you and seek to honor you with everything inside of us. Lord, I love this house of God. I love this place you have planted us all together. And I love what's going to be happening right now and what's happening in the next few weeks and what's happening in the next year here that we all get to be a part of if we just take the time and the effort to do it. So Lord, would you just put a new freshness in us today, God? Say this with me. Say, renew my spirit to the family of God and the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, give him praise.
Thank you for watching or listening to the Journey Church Message Replay. Be sure to hit the like and share buttons below to help us spread this message. We would love to connect with you. Leave us a comment, or for more in-depth conversations about what you just heard, you can contact us by clicking the email link in the notes below. And be sure to check us out online and on social media just by searching Journey Church Eva. Now that you have been empowered by God's Word, go make a difference in your world today.